Hey guys, it's Andrea here from The Andrea Show. Listen, I'm so happy to be able to podcast and have a TikTok show. If you've been here since day one, you know that it's been a journey since Dream Makeup. Dream Makeup was the name that I initially had here on Anchor, and then went through a whole bunch of stuff going on in my pursuit of success, entrepreneurship. But I have to say that I never have given up on the Dream Makeup. I just kind of do it different. I do my makeup differently. And with that said, the universe has answered to me, and it answered back with my idea called The Andrea Show, a political show where we have a panel of people, including you, that includes you, where we decide, things about policy. We make decisions pertaining to, hopefully, policy perspectives. But unfortunately, what I'm seeing is that a lot of people get involved emotionally when it comes to politics. And I really want to change that. So many things to talk about, and I'm going to try to do it within a few minutes here because I don't want my podcast to be long. I know you guys have your life, but what I want to say is somebody came to my TikTok show tonight live. I go live, we talk. Please join us again, The Andrea Show on TikTok. It's where it's at. I go there every morning, and we have a morning show with a cup of coffee, and then at night we end our night together with talking, debating, whatever it is. We do it together on TikTok. But what I want to say is the lady came to my TikTok tonight and she asked me a question. She says, obviously she's seen a few of my TikToks, and she asked, do people come for me because I am a Biden supporter? And I was like, absolutely. And what I want to do is just tell you what I told her just real quick. Okay. I actually don't mind that people come for me when it comes to Biden because I've done my research and I absolutely have become a fan of him. I know for a fact that most of the things that the right wing supporters, Trump supporters, with Trumpisms, okay, I know their tricks and they need new ones, okay, because they have the same ones. You know, let's talk about it. What are the things that people say about Biden? They say he is a racist, which he's not. They say he was a segregationist. Technically is not that, but he did do something pertaining to that, and we'll talk about that. They say he's a pedophile, it's a lot of lies, because they can't help for the mere fact that he is going to be a part of change, and people don't want change. People want to continue on the Trump train, and they know that he's a man who's been persistent for 47 years. Okay, I don't care what they say. What has he done for 47 years? He's done a lot for 47 years, okay? So I'm just going to try to hash out some of the things that people say about him that are Trump supporters or far-right conservative competitors, okay? One thing, he's not a pedophile. And the thing that they say about him sniffing somebody's hair, that was his grandchild, okay? He lost his daughter, Amelia. He lost her at 13 months and his wife in a freaking car accident, okay? I think it was a month or so after he won Senate, okay? She's going out to get her Christmas tree, and you know, it's the holidays right now. Horrible, horrible. His other two sons were in there, Hunter and Beau, and they were the only survivors. So for anybody to talk crap to Biden pertaining to any family statuses or just anything regarding his family, is like, don't touch him. When a man lost his whole half of his family, and then to top it off, his son died from brain cancer. Bo died, or was it Hunter? I'm sorry. I think it was Bo. Yeah, Bo died. Okay, so Hunter is now, you know, during the election, we got to see Trump go after his only son living. It's disgusting behavior, and I don't tolerate it. Another thing about the segregationist thing, he said it that he was for segregation, I guess, with the Board of Education, but not like the country as a whole. Like, you know, maybe he had his motives, maybe it wasn't safe. I'm not sure what his motives were, but you know, it is what it is. And he did, you know, acknowledge what he did. So, you know, for me, I believe that, you know, we can move on from that. All right. He made a decision, and that's not today. The Jim Crow law is not today. I mean, that was years ago. Okay. It's 2020. Let's talk about now. What is another thing that they say about him? The 1994 crime bill, which I love because I read it and I just cannot believe that people actually think that he was the president or he made the bill. He drafted it, okay? And it says it in freaking black and white. He drafted the bill. He not only drafted it in 6 months, he drafted it with the police associations. He wasn't alone. So if you're going to blame Biden, you need to blame the police association with over 100,000 police officers involved. Okay. And with that number, he also was able to hire 100,000 officers. And what I always say is, even though there was a disproportionate of policing in people of color's communities, obviously that's horrible, right? However, did black men become police officers? I'm sure of it. You know, a lot of people got to feed their families because they became cops. So, you know, I don't think it's a good or bad thing. Okay, listen, I acknowledge the, the mass incarceration of the black men. I understand that, and it's not okay. But Bill Clinton made the revisions that made the bill to what it was. And what did Biden call it? He called it the Wacko Bill. All right, he did not agree with the revisions, okay? So although he drafted it, Clinton, he revised it. And then Congress pushed it through. So, you know, if you want to blame Biden, you got to blame everybody involved in that bill, all right? And with that said, let's not talk about what Trump has done. Maybe on the next one, we could talk about what he has done. But this is all about Biden, you know? And for him to hire the first woman, can I just say woman, Kamala Harris, to be the vice president, okay, prosecutor. You know, I'm so sick and tired of people getting on her for doing her dang job. She's a prosecutor. She's not your friend, okay? If you got brought to her court, she did the dang thing. She did her job, and that was to uphold the law. If you broke the law, she did what she was supposed to do, all right? Enforce it. So, you know, nobody made people get in trouble, okay? But again, I do have empathy for what had happened to the black man. It's not okay, but it's not today, all right? I have to say that I feel that Biden is going to bring back the hope. He's old, you guys. Biden's going to be the oldest president to ever been inaugurated in history, okay? But he was also one of the first elections. He was part of the only election that got this many people involved into voting. Okay, him and Trump. This was an extraordinary election. If you could just take a back seat and just watch, just watch it in the mist and just think about how far we've come as a country. You know, the BLM, although Trump didn't support it, because he didn't support it, a lot of people that probably wouldn't have otherwise did. Okay, 97% peaceful protests. You know, people fighting for what's right. After he used the Southern strategy, like Nixon. Let's be honest. He has horrible advisors, and I believe the MAGA hat committee really sunk the Trump train. However, while the train was sinking, they gave him over $100 million. I don't have the exact amount. $150 million. They gave him a lot of money, and he used it for his own, allegedly, for his own good, right? So he misused the money, and he didn't change nothing on their lives, all right? So I don't know what's going to happen in the few weeks coming up to the January 20th, how Trump is going to leave the office. I don't know if he's trying to leave with a big bang. I see that he's got things going on with Mitch McConnell. I'm not really 100% sure, but if you have something you want to add to this, please add me here on Anchor or TikTok or anywhere, really any one of my sources. But I'd rather you add me here on Anchor so that we can talk about it. All you got to do is message me, let me know you want to talk about it, and we'll talk about it. All right. So with that said, I'm going to end it with this. Nothing's going to change until we move. We all have to be active citizens in this. We all have to be proactive and wanting to progress our country, not regress our country. And I say, let's have a zero tolerance of ignorance year 2021. Don't let anybody tell you can't obtain the American dream, okay? Because that's a lie. The devil is a lie. God says all things are possible, okay? And all these conservatives that want to sit here and just act like, you know, they don't want to hand out any money to anybody that's in need is ridiculous, okay? Because you don't need a conservative, you don't need a Trump supporter, you don't need a governor, you don't need a president. All you need is faith and diligence and the persistence and the willingness to push yourself forward towards your destiny. That's it. All you need is you and maybe a good support system. And if you don't have that, I'm going to be that for you. Okay? This is Andrea. This is the Andrea Effect. And I'm going to end it with this. Come here, and I promise you, you'll be able to spread your truth. Let the truth be told.